You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Our focus now turns to Curie Beach, where voters will have six candidates to sort through for the two available town council seats. Curie Beach is one of three beach towns in New Hanover County. Of the three, Curie Beach is the smallest, with a population of about 2,000 people. Sandwiched between Fort Fisher and Carolina Beach, Curie Beach is 70 years old this year. Joining me now is Dolores Coe, a small business owner in Curie Beach and property owner there since 1995. Dolores Coe retired from Marriott International Sodexo Corporation after serving as an executive vice president and logging 35 years in operations, finance, IT, and human resources. She served on the board of directors for the Marriott Credit Union and Howard University, as well as on the board of adjustment in Curie Beach. Dolores Coe, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. And you can ask your own question of Dolores Coe on the live Wednesday edition of Coastline by emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. The phone lines are in use on this Wednesday for the pledge drive, what we're hoping is the last day. Dolores Coe, since you have served on the Curie Beach Board of Adjustment, part of your focus was looking at occupancy and use tax collection, and yet we hear stories of rogue properties not reporting all their rentals or not even listing a property as a rental to sidestep paying those taxes. How can Curie Beach increase its tax collection?
Well, that's a problem with all the beach towns, especially in the New Hanover counties and adjoining county areas. New Hanover County has a very weak system as far as reporting. And until that gets rectified, it's going to be very difficult to make sure or to ensure that we get all the funding that we're entitled to. I'm a realtor. I own a real estate business. And I can assure you there is no realtor anywhere that would jeopardize their license or their organization without reporting the room occupancy tax. So it's really a problem with the county. Making sure we get the money from them.
From where you sit, can you see what the problem is? I mean, if you could just wave a wand and fix it, what would need to change at the county level?
They need a new system. It's a programming system. All of the realtors report a total aggregate amount and the number of properties that they manage. There's no one way for any a town to identify individual properties to ensure that we're getting the funds from those properties.
So is it just a software issue?
Yes.
Is there software out there that does what you think it needs to do?
Oh, I'm sure there is. There has to be, and I'm sure other states have had this issue in the past. It's just an investment by the county.
We know that parking is a major issue in Curie Beach. Curie Beach currently offers free parking at its beach accesses. Would you ever support pay parking to deal with that crowding problem? Well, and what are some other ways that you might mitigate that issue?
Parking has always been a problem in Curie Beach. It's been a problem since the 50s. It's a problem today. It's never going to go away. We are a coastal town that is on an island. There's no room for us to grow. Unlike many other beach towns like Myrtle Beach or Ocean City, Maryland, they grow inland. That's how they grow their ability to implement parking and revenue drives. The best thing that we can do is really to expand our parking, maybe by having parking across the bridge, and then we bus people in. We could encourage golf carts, give people an incentive to own a golf cart where you can take two parking spaces and maybe make it into three parking spaces. So there are other ways to look at it. I'm for pay parking as long as there's a return on the investment. A lot of people look at how much it makes, but they don't understand behind the scenes. What does it cost to add people to this process, the equipment investment over time? So I think if we look at it, and I'm either for or against it, I just want to make sure it makes money and it's cost effective for the town.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. With us now, answering your questions, is Dolores Coe. She's running for a seat on the Curie Beach Town Council. You can ask your own question during the live Wednesday edition by emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. We're not able to take phone calls today because our pledge drive is underway. There is not a great deal of dissension among the six candidates for Curie Beach after listening to a candidate forum that was moderated by Cy Cantwell of the Star News and posted on the Island Gazette's website. I didn't hear that many clear points of disagreement. How are you different from the other five people? What do you bring that they don't? What would make you a better choice?
Yes, the answers were very similar in nature. What I bring to the table is my past experience. I work for a company that was a tourist-dominated company, so I understand that business. I also handle a lot of project management in the past. So my focus is really on the future projects that we're getting involved with, the big one being the new town hall redo, the new fire station and police department. I want to make sure that it's on budget and on time. And that takes focus, and that takes someone with discipline and understanding of how a project works.
And we know that there's going to be an open house coming up to sort of show the public that project, the renovation, the new fire station, and expansion of town hall, estimated to cost about $5 million all told.
Well, now they've upped it to $5.5 million. So that gives me pause as to who's running the show.
And it's supposed to take between a year and a year and a half. How would you be able to ride herd on that timeline?
Constant communication with the project manager and also the company that's performing the construction. I think that there has to be a lot of direct communication with those two organizations to understand what's happening, and then also to talk about if there are cost overruns. Is it a yay or a nay? We can't just give them blank ticket, and I'm not saying that they are, but projects can get away from you if you're not careful with them.
Another moment in the forum that I referred to, this one that was moderated by Cy Cantwell and posted on the Island Gazette that was notable, someone asked about following the example of Carolina Beach on a particular issue. And there was loud and prolonged laughter, it sounded like, all across the room after one candidate said it wasn't a good idea to follow Carolina Beach's example on anything. Is there tension between the two towns?
Not that I've seen, and not that I understand. There are definitely some synergies that could occur between the two towns. For example, the golf cart situation. Carolina Beach is just now getting to about 80% of the standards for golf carts as Curie Beach. That's something that's easy. Why not make it standardized through the whole island so that we don't confuse our tourists or the people that actually live there? There is a difference, and if you're not careful, you get in trouble.
What are some of those differences?
Curie Beach has street-legal golf carts. Carolina Beach is almost to that point, but I'm more worried about the enforcement of our golf cart situation. We have lots of young teenagers driving golf carts that aren't monitored. You have to have a license in Curie Beach to drive a golf cart. You have to have insurance, taillights, signals, etc.
Curie Beach spends a significant portion of its money from the room occupancy tax on advertising for the town. Is that advertising effective, and how does a place like Curie Beach distinguish itself from neighboring Carolina Beach?
Curie Beach is a family-friendly town. It is not a commercialized town. There's very little in the business district. It's for the families who want to get away and have a quiet week or few days with their family. It is not about taking your family to a location for vacation and you have a high energy and high activity vacation. That is not relaxing for most people. However, a lot of people fall into that, and when they get home, a lot of times they need another vacation.
So is that what you're saying, that's a difference between
yes.
Carolina and Curie? How so?
We don't have that much, again, in the business district. Carolina Beach is where people go from Curie Beach if they want that high activity level. Again, ours is mostly a family-friendly town.
So when you think about the downtown business district then in Curie Beach, does it need beefing up? Does it need expansion? Or if you were elected to the town council, would you work to kind of keep it where it is?
That is a tough subject in Curry Beach and for the whole island. Can we beautify or enhance the business district? Absolutely. But there would need to be incentives from the town to beautify that area. With the height limit the way it is, it would be very difficult for any owner in that business district to tear down and rebuild to get their return on investment.
Since the town's water comes from wells, are you concerned at this point about the safety of the town's water supply now that we've heard all the news about Gen X and other unregulated and potentially toxic chemical compounds in the water supply that's coming from the Cape Fear River? Does Curry Beach need to make plans for a future safe water supply?
Well, we're all concerned, whether you live in Curry Beach, Wrightsville Beach, or in California. Water has been a growing issue across the country. And yes, we need a plan. We need to think about other alternatives to water, perhaps reverse osmosis, some other things that might be out there that could enhance the drinking water that we have.
And is that something that you'd be willing to take a look at, build a reverse osmosis plant? Is that what you're saying?
It may not be able to be built in Curry Beach because of the space limitation, but certainly work with Carolina Beach or even off the beach, off the island, to take a look at that and see if that's a viable option for us.
What are some of the other areas? You mentioned the difference in golf cart regulation. What are some of the other areas that Curry Beach could leverage its power through cooperation with other beach towns in the county?
Well, definitely we could all work together as far as beach nourishment. The beaches, I don't care where you live, are a national attraction. They should be treated like a national monument or a national parks. People come from all over the U.S., and we have quite a few people that come from outside the U.S. that visit our beaches. It is public property. And without coalition, for lack of the right word, with the other beach towns, if we don't have beach nourishment, we have nothing to offer. And also, if we don't continue with beach nourishment, our property values can go anywhere from 17 to 34% down. And that will impact our tax base significantly.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. With us now, here to answer your questions, is Dolores Coe. She's running for a seat on the Curry Beach Town Council. You can ask your own question during this live Wednesday discussion by emailing coastline@whqr.org. Where do you stand on offshore drilling for oil and gas?
I'm against it at this point. I don't know enough about it, but what I've read has not been positive. I don't think we have an oil shortage at this point in time. And quite frankly, if we did search for more places to gain oil, it would hurt the economy. It would drive down the pricing of oil, and then also there would be an overage of oil available. Drilling for oil does impact our oceans, and it impacts everything that surrounds it.
When you think about the possibility of offshore wind, how does that fit with your idea of what Curry Beach is supposed to be like? Is that something you could get behind?
I could definitely get behind wind. There's been enough information and evidence of success, mostly outside the U.S., but there are some areas in the U.S. that have tested it. And they would be so far out in the ocean that you wouldn't even be able to see them. So they wouldn't be a detraction from the view or the beauty of the ocean or the shorelines.
There is a lot of competition this year. Curry Beach, as I mentioned in the introduction, is the smallest beach town in New Hanover County. And there are two open seats on town council. Six people are competing for those seats. Why all the competition? And why are you better than most of the other candidates?
Well, I'm not sure why we have all the candidates. I guess people want to get involved. I think I'm not a better person than any other candidate. I just have more to offer. I'm more to contribute. I am The predominance of my career was in human resources. So I spent a lot of time listening to people and fact-finding. So I think that my ability to do this creates a balance in the way I think and the decisions that I make. I am for the people, and I will speak through the voice of the people in the community. It is not about me.
So why this year? This is your first run at office, is it not?
Yes, it is.
So why now?
I have more time than I've had in the past. I no longer manage vacation rentals. I only do long-term property management. So that definitely gives me a lot more time. And I want to get involved. I feel that I can offer some of my, some things that will contribute to the growth of the town or the future of the town.
So quickly, let's say you win a seat. What's the biggest change that happens 4 years down the road?
The biggest change will be our growth, our infrastructure, and then also how we want to move forward as a community and as a town.
And that's this edition of Coastline. Dolores Coe, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thanks also to Ken Dull and UNCW Professor Aaron King. Coastline's technical director is Ken Campbell. Associate producer is Rachel Keith. Production assistant is Caitlin Hanrahan. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at WHQR.org. Get the podcast. Find it on the WHQR app. Tune in for the rebroadcast of this episode Sunday afternoon at 3. Join us for Coastline Live, Wednesdays and Thursdays at noon here on HQR News 91.3 and 98.9 FM. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.